Philadelphia theatergoers visiting New York for Shakespeare's Globe on Broadway may stumble upon a surprisingly familiar sight. Priscilla Smith Herod, a member of the Philadelphia Renaissance wind band Piffero, playing shams and bagpipes to accompany the beheadings in Richard III, as well as the comic complications of Twelfth Night. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns has more.
Rest assured that when Priscilla Smith Herod is playing for the ruthless, scheming Richard III, it's not in the cultivated style she learned growing up in Fox Chase, memorizing Piffero recordings, and studying oboe at Temple University. This music says different sorts of things.
We have this practical purpose of, here's the king, and he's going to kill you. So yeah, there are definitely things that I will do technically differently. I will play louder, I will try to sort of hit you more over the head. Sort of off with his head. Ba, 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 ba.
The company's mandate is to recreate the theatrical manner of Shakespeare's own time with period musical instruments, true candlelight, and an all-male cast even for female roles. And like any Broadway baby, she auditioned for the job. And after starting in October, she was more recently promoted to music director of Richard III. And though this isn't what Temple and Juilliard trained her for, and was never envisioned by her father, the composer and WRTI host Kyle Smith, it's part of a lifestyle choice that she has had in mind for a while.
When I was 12, I wanted to be a freelancer, because that's who my parents' friends were, and they were cool. And they would go from one job to another job. Today I'll play Reading, tomorrow I'll play Delaware. You know, I liked those guys. I liked that kind of lifestyle, not just doing the same thing every day.
Playing 8 shows a week in a run that ends February 16th somehow does not add up to sameness. The blocking isn't strict, leaving lots of room for variation from night to night for the actors, and she's very much a part of the ensemble, which happens to include Mark Rylance, one of the most admired Shakespearean actors of his generation.
You want to give him an up. You would feel terrible if he had to stop for a second and worry about the band. You know, it would take away from what he's doing.
Her husband, Grant Herod, another Piffero member, will soon join the company playing lute. Meanwhile, she still plays lunchtime concerts at Trinity Wall Street and sings at Holy Innocents Church. And if anybody in the world understands how impressive that is, it's her father, Kyle Smith.
Her fearlessness in doing all these things, and she's able to perform at such a high level consistently that I am in awe of that myself.
Sitting in her dressing room at the Blasco Theater one dark and snowy night, I had to ask about the famous ghost that's said to haunt the building.
I don't know, but the candles really have been blowing out the past few nights. It's like, what draft is this that the candles are melting so fast?
With performances like this and high Broadway ticket prices, I'd love to haunt that theater.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.